Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey everybody, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 15th of December. Yeah, it's right. 10 days to Christmas now. 2020 got all the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours and is coming at you in about 5 minutes. Yeah, yesterday was Monday. Did you wake up in the morning and go, oh no! Because your email, YouTube, and a lot of other Google things, they were all down. Yeah, starting around 6:29 a.m. Eastern Time, pretty much everything that Google operates just went pfft. And obviously the thing that affected most people, Gmail. But no, of course, it wasn't just limited to Gmail. You got Google Drive, Maps, Nest, Calendar, Classroom, Meet, Hangouts, Duo, YouTube TV, and Stadia. All completely down. Yeah, not the best way to go about a Monday, isn't it? Not being able to access some Google services. However, though, being in a major outage, it actually didn't take too long for things to slowly start coming online. About an hour later, some people started having access to Gmail. YouTube was kind of back up and running. Somewhat. Maps and Nest soon followed after. As for what exactly caused the outage, at least according to Google, there was an authentication system outage for about 45 minutes. It was a little longer than that, Google. And it was due to an internal storage quota issue. Of course, Google PR went on to say, "We apologize for everyone affected, and we'll conduct a thorough follow-up review to ensure this problem cannot reoccur in the future." On with more news now. If you thought Pornhub was down too, well, not really. They just don't really have any videos anymore. That's right. The videos that are unverified, yep, they are gone. This might also have something to do with a New York Times report as well, saying that the site was hosting underage videos on it. And from that story on Tuesday of last week, the site said they would begin limiting uploads to verified users only, meaning all uploads now have to be official content partners. But Pornhub will not be getting off that easy. In fact, the folks over at Visa and MasterCard, they're actually going to do their own independent investigation to see if the site was actually hosting illegal content. iPhone and iPad users out there, yes, your eyes do not deceive you. That is, yes, another update. Yeah, Apple has released the new 14.3 update for iOS and iPadOS, which of course right now could be downloaded for free. That is, if you can get it to download. Tried myself this morning, it ain't going nowhere. So what goodies are we going to get in 14.3? Well, if you got an iPhone 12 Pro or Pro Max, the new update brings the Pro RAW camera format. But the main reason for the update, yeah, probably Apple Fitness Plus, which is also launching, yes, as of now. There's also a new search engine option, and 14.3 has introduced a useful change that lets apps created with shortcuts actually launch more quickly. Oh, and you also might have noticed too, the update has a new Apple TV Plus tab. That's right there in the TV app. Of course, let us not also forget, yep, lots of bug fixes came along with this too. But we all know with some bug fixes come more bugs. Bring on 14.3.1. And finally, as we draw to the close of 2020, thank God, we always have a year in review of what the best of the best things was or were. And apparently, the best gadget of 2020 is the webcam. Yeah, old technology that gets better, but yeah, old technology. Yes, according to the folks over to The Verge, the old webcam is the best thing we've had this year. And we all know why, because most of us have had to be stuck in front of one most days than not. Bedrooms basically turning into boardrooms. Not to mention, in a lot of cases, it was the only way to see friends and family. Hence the reason why it is the gadget of the year, because without it, yeah, it would have been pretty depressing. And if you are asking yourself, well, how can that be? It's just a webcam. Chew on this for a second. The biggest selling piece of tech this year, yeah, were webcams. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website conveniently located for you at britishtechnetwork.com. Hop on over there. Check out everything the BTN Network has to offer. Of course, we're on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for Wednesday. Yes, we'll have a Wednesday edition this week, boys and girls. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your week's starting out well for you. Have a great Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.